This is Jody Chaland from Landscape Live. I'm at the GIE in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm at the landscape management booth, and I'm standing here with Brad Stemper from Case Construction. He's the solutions marketing manager. Brad, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much, Jody. I appreciate being here.
So if you can just tell us a little bit about Case, about the company, a little bit of the history, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Case Construction is a global manufacturer for construction equipment, ranging from compact and light utility equipment all the way up to full-size excavators, wheel loaders, and crawler dozers. We've been around in the industry for a number of years. Case Construction has literally started producing equipment about 100 years ago, and it has roots as far back as 150 years, where our proprietor, Jerome Increase Case, started producing agriculture and farm implements and products.
That's an amazing history. So what at the show, what are some of the products that you're showcasing?
Absolutely. Case is showcasing a couple new products. We have a few new Tier 4 final skid steer loader and compact track loaders just arriving or launching at this time. The TR-270 and the SR-210 skid steer and compact track loaders. We're also highlighting some additional control features and launching those control features, such as Easy EH, which is a new customizable feature on our skid steer and compact track loader line, allowing operators to customize speed and response settings to their liking inside that machine, whether it's low speed and low response, which gives them more deliberate movements, more reactivity to what they're doing, or adjusting it up to high speed, which enables them to be more productive and operate at a higher speed, a more reactive situation on their job sites.
And that's something they can control themselves?
That's fully customizable from the seat of the machine by simply adjusting it with a couple button presses and switch movements.
And the equipment that you provide, it's for landscape contractors all the way up to people that do earth moving?
Absolutely. Our full line of equipment covers light, small skid steers, all the way up through those large pieces of equipment. The Case is often regarded as more of a light or compact utility machinery. We're most well known for our loader backhoes, our N-series loader backhoes that have a rich heritage all the way back to the first integrated loader backhoe design, the 320, the Case 320 backhoe, nearly 50 or more than 50 years old. And also the compact skid steer line and compact track loaders. But as I already said, we also offer that full line of heavy equipment impacting large earth moving applications as well.
What seems to be the piece of equipment or pieces of equipment that seem to be the most popular, things that seem to be selling better than others right now?
Absolutely. Well, as you know, everything in the industry is kind of picking up a little bit in pockets around North America. But some of the things that are garnering the most interest are obviously Tier 4 solutions. Tier 4 is becoming more evident and more of a need around job sites as regulations drive utilization on specific government job sites and so on. But customers are also aware that Tier 4 technologies being implemented in the machines also bring along other capabilities and performance enhancements on the machine. Larger cabs, more fit and comfort features, better ergonomics, greater controllability. One of the things that I also deal with is SiteWatch Telematics for Case, which is a machine monitoring program that allows owners and operators to better understand their application and how that machine is being used, or how they can better, more efficiently use that machine around their job sites.
And I know you speak about Tier 4 and you're very familiar with it, but for listeners that may not know about that, what is Tier 4?
Tier 4 is a series of regulations implemented by the North American government base, as well as others worldwide, that regulates the amount of emissions exhausted by the engine on the machine. Those two emissions that are primarily regulated by the tier regulations right now are particulate matter, which is the dark sooty material that comes out of the exhaust pipe, as well as nitrous oxides. And Tier 4 is really the fourth level of tier regulations that have been occurring since 1996. Different varying levels of control or regulations on those to go ahead and limit that pollution that's being exhausted into the air.
And that's a requirement now for all equipment that's
correct.
Out.
Any equipment produced or sold in North America needs to meet these regulations based on their horsepower range. Different horsepowers have different regulations. So beginning with about 56 kilowatts all the way up through very high horsepower equipment. There's different levels that they meet and have met over the last number of years. We're in Tier 4 interim right now for some machines, and Tier 4 final is starting here as we speak. So,
okay. Thank you for that explanation. A couple other questions. How has 2013 been for Case? And I'm sure you talked to a lot of contractors. How's the year been overall?
Very good. 2013 is you know, rolling out to be a very good year. There's still pockets of slow movement throughout North America with different industries and different segments. But overall, it's looking positive. We're definitely seeing an uptick from a number of years in the recent past where we've had a very slow year. And we can continue to see that certain areas are having increased in housing starts and so on. One of the other things that Case is really being active on right now is we've recently launched a program, an awareness program throughout North America and primarily the U.S., where we're trying to inform people with the help of an author and a spokesperson for infrastructure in the United States. That author is Dan McNichol, and our program is called Dire States. And it's really bringing an awareness throughout North America that infrastructure is a key within our organization and within our industry, and we really have a lot of things that we need to concentrate on, whether it's the state of our highways, the state of our airports, transportation hubs, water management, and so on. So it's really a culmination of visits and locations and stops on a national tour where we're going to be talking to people locally, local business people, local customers. We're bringing in heads of local area governments and so on, as well as national government, to make people aware of the importance of infrastructure and that dire need for improving where we live.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's a very proactive approach, and education awareness is everything. Mm-hmm. How do you see, how's 2014 look for you, as well as, again, the contractors you work with?
2014 looks again to be increasing in the need by our customers and contractors and their equipment needs, their job opportunities, and so on. We are definitely coming up on the industry's need, and so we expect 2014 to be better than 2013. Obviously, also 2014 gives us an opportunity that ConExpo is coming forward. And we're going to have a lot of interest in on the global scale of what the industry and the construction equipment and the utility equipment business is really going to be driving towards. You're going to see a lot of exciting things from all the manufacturers and what they can see in the near term and in the future term for what these products are going to be offering them.
That's fantastic. Well, Brad, I want to thank you very much for being on Landscape Live today. Again, I'm with Brad Stemper, who's the Case Construction Solutions Marketing Manager. And this is Jody Chaland for Landscape Live at the Landscape Management Booth. Brad, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jody. You have a nice day.
You too. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.